Good morning to everybody. Good morning. What a great group of smiling faces I have this morning to look into. Last week, I told those who were here a story about how my daddy used to send me out to pick up rocks from the garden. Well, that's not the only thing he sent me out to do. He also sent me out to pull weeds. Or to get rid of weeds. Sometimes we used a hoe, you know, and the hoe would have a long handle and a blade, and we would use that hoe to cut the weeds down, but we wanted to be sure we didn't cut down any of the good plants, the plants my dad wanted to keep, the beans or the tomatoes or the corn or the squash. Sometimes when they were very little, we would have to get down on our hands and knees and pull the weeds out. The problem was that some of the weeds looked a lot like the plants that we were supposed to leave. So I'm sure every now and again we got one of the good plants along with the weeds. In the story that you just heard Nancy read, and in the story I'm going to be talking about, Jesus talks about just this very thing. He says that the owner of the farm, when weeds grew up among his wheat, said, "Don't pull the weeds out because you might pull up the good plants when you're pulling the weeds. Let them all grow together, and after they've all grown together, God will harvest them, and God's angels will sort out the good wheat. They would take it to a place called the threshing floor, and they would get the grains of wheat. The weeds would be tied into bundles and burned, and also the stalks of the wheat, once the grains were off, once the good fruit was taken off, would be tied into bundles and burned as well." So, as you listen to this, I mean, part of it makes pretty good sense. But on the other hand, part of it doesn't. So I'm going to talk about why Jesus would tell a story in which the main character would say, "Oh, just let the weeds grow along with the wheat," which my daddy never once said to me. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sowing good seed in our hearts and in our lives, the seed of your love. We pray that we may grow to produce the fruit of that love and to share that love with all we meet. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.